你看了那部哥斯拉的新电影吗？英语要怎么说呢？
Did you watch the new Godzilla movie yet?
Did you watch the new Godzilla movie yet? Did you watch the new Godzilla movie yet? 这个 did 通常使用在疑问句是来问这个过去发生的事情。那这个 did you 注意一下要把它连音起来，所以听起来有点像是 you 而不是 did you。Did you?
Have you seen the new Godzilla movie yet?
Have you seen the new Godzilla movie yet? Have you seen the new Godzilla movie yet? 相对于第一句的 did you, 这边又提供了另外一种说法，就是 have you. 那你会发现这个看电影，这个看，这个你可以用 see a movie, 或者是 watch a movie. Let's do a slow dialogue.
Did you watch the new Godzilla movie yet?
No, I didn't, but I heard it was pretty bad.
Are you kidding? It was awesome. Godzilla is so cute and fat. I love him.
神经病。
What?
这边 Mr. Wong 问 Lily, Did you watch the new Godzilla movie yet? 然后呢这个 Lily 说没有，所以 No, I didn't. 这个 didn't 是为了回应他说 Did you? 那他说 I heard it was pretty bad. 特别注意一下这个 heard, H-E-A-R-D, 其实是 hear 的过去式，因为这个听到的事情一定是过去发生的嘛。It was pretty bad.这个 pretty 其实就是 very 的一个相近词 pretty, OK, 就是说很不好 bad, pretty bad. 那你会发现这个下面都会出现的两次这个 it 都是在讲这个 the movie, 所以呢就不重复在讲这部电影了，就用 it 来代表它。那接下来呢肯定这 Mr. Wong 觉得很生气啦，因为Godzilla是他最近看的一部非常棒的电影，所以他就讲 Are you kiddingAre you kidding? 是就是想觉得说对方你在说真的吗？你不是说真的吧？ Alright, are you kidding? 在说笑吧？这个 kidding 就是在开玩笑的意思。It was awesome, awesome. 这个也是一个非常常见的俚语，就是讲什么东西很牛、很棒、很屌，就可以说 awesome. 然后呢，他就说 Godzilla is so cute and fat. 当然，他有他的原因啊，他觉得这个动物，这个 Godzilla 哥斯拉非常的可爱，然后又胖胖的感觉很可爱。I love him, I love him. 特别注意一下这个有连音 love him.Love him. H 的声音呢在这个状况上面通常听不太清楚了。I love him. 当然呢 Lily 还是很不赞同他说的话，所以就骂出了一句这个中文，神经病是中文，所以那不是英文，所以这个 Mr. Wong 就听得有点懵懵的，就 What? OK. 我们再用正常的语速来听一次这句对话。
Did you watch the new Godzilla movie yet?
No, I didn't.But I heard it was pretty bad.
Are you kidding? It was awesome. Godzilla is so cute and fat. I love him.
神经病。
What?